Do you know a peacemaker? I have a friend named Sarah who I think of as a peacemaker. It takes a special combination of gifts and personality to do that well. She mediates often, it's part of her ministry, between parties who are at odds with each other, and does such a good job of making sure both parties feel like they've been heard. She's able to put herself in their shoes and speak back to them, their point of view, and then serve as a go-between and often bring peace. And as a spiritual Christian mediator, she invites the Holy Spirit, prays out loud, invites the Spirit into that process. It's a wonderful process that I've actually been part of before with her. It can be even harder, though, to be a peacemaker if you are one of the two parties, because then you're having to extend peace and try to do that same act of putting yourself in the other's shoes, their perspective, to make sure they've been heard. And yet this is just what Jesus commends and says that God blesses this morning. It's the peacemakers. And it's something that we are to be and to do. So as we continue in this series on ways that God blesses us to then be a blessing to the world around us, we're going to look today at being a peacemaker. And Jesus says, peacemakers are blessed because they will be called children of God. So those are the two pieces of our sermon this morning. What is it to be a peacemaker? And what does it mean then to be called a child of God? First, with peacemakers, I am struck by the contrast with last week's blessing. That was for the pure in heart. And we talked about this last week, how in Scripture, God, and here in Jesus' teaching, he often combines these pairs that we don't think of as going together. So we have our banners in here, truth and grace. We feel like you have to have one or the other, but God says hold them together. We talked several weeks ago about being hungering and thirsting for righteousness, and then the next week showing mercy. So righteousness and mercy go together. And now here, we've just had pure and blessed are the pure in heart who seek that holiness of God. And now in the very next breath, Jesus says, blessed are the peacemakers. Can you be holy as God is holy and also make peace? Is there not just one right view or one truth or one way to be? How do you make peace? Why don't you just demand what is pure and right and holy? That's what God puts before us, these combinations that stick together and hold together. So that's what we're going to look at today. In Luke 6:35, perhaps the most dramatic version of this, Jesus says, what big deal is it to do good to those who have done good to you or to love those who love you? Anybody can do that. And Jesus says, no, you need to love your enemies. Love your enemies. That's the heart of a peacemaker. To make peace where there isn't peace. To go between, go across that sometimes chasm that's between two people. But isn't that just what God has done? Right? That's the language of Scripture. God has made peace where there was no peace between God and us. He sent Christ to be that ultimate peacemaker, to restore us to God. Hebrews 12, 14 and 15, we read that today. I used it last week and I kind of pulled out the parts that we were going to look at today. Last week we just said, make every effort to be holy, for without holiness no one will see the Lord, because we were talking about being pure in heart, being holy and seeing God. But here's the whole context with all the parts put back in. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. See how they're being held together? Make peace with everyone and be holy. Then you'll see the Lord. And then here's the example of what can happen when we don't hold together holiness and peace. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. It is good to seek God's holiness, what God says is right, what is true. But if we can't also make peace and extend mercy and extend grace, bitterness and division can grow up and wreak havoc among us. So the question, is there someone you need to make peace with? The answer for any of us is undoubtedly yes. It's whether we are willing to acknowledge that and do something about it. But you don't know what they did. You don't know what they said. Is there someone you need to make peace with? Jesus says, blessed are the peacemakers. It's part one. And part two is, for they will be called children of God. Peacemakers will be blessed. They'll be called children of God. Jesus says, love your enemies. Make peace. Right? Extend love to your enemies. Great is your reward if you do that. You will be called children of the Most High. He says this, you know, in another place in Luke, the same thing. You will be called children of God. What is it about children that is the point here? Right? It's that children often, right, imitate and emulate their parents. He says in Luke 6, the passage we heard today, if you love your enemies, that is, if you are a peacemaker, do good to them, lend to them without expecting anything back, your reward will be great. You will be children of the Most High. And here's what that means. This is why you will be that. Because God, the Most High, your Heavenly Father, He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. God has loved His enemies. God has made peace where there was no peace. And we're supposed to be like Him. We're supposed to be like Jesus. We're supposed to be children like our Heavenly Father. When we do that, people will know us as, oh, they belong to God. That apple hasn't fallen far from the tree. They bear the name Christian well. Well, if you want a tool, a handle for doing this, I want to direct you back to the front of the bulletin. And if you're online, I realize you don't have this. But as the passing of the peace today, and we put a slide up, I adapted Psalm 122, which if you look in your Bible, it's often titled A Prayer for Jerusalem. And the first verse there that we use is pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Maybe you've heard that phrase before. And I adapted that for our passing of the peace, that we would pray for the peace of one another. So our prayer for peace was, may peace be within your walls, prosperity within your towers. And then here's the part that I want to lift up. If you need a way to take that first step of peace towards someone, it is for the sake, I pray for peace for the sake of my family and my friends. And I will now say, may peace be with you. May peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord God, I will seek your good. That's what it means to be a peacemaker, right? Is to pray for the other, to pray for peace for the other, and to say, for the sake of God, for the sake of God's house, I will seek your good. Peace seeks restoration. Peace seeks the good. As I said last week, that doesn't mean compromising or ignoring or throwing away what is pure and holy. It's not saying, oh, that didn't matter or that didn't happen. The strongest peace and mercy and forgiveness is acknowledging the truth. You hurt me, right? You, what you did to me, I believe was wrong, but I choose to forgive you. I choose mercy. I choose peace. May peace be with you. This week, again, I think of the elections. I think we're going to need, as much as ever, to choose to extend peace to those who we disagree with. To come together, to say, you and I see this differently, but I think you're wrong. It's okay to say that, but I want peace between us, right? I want to seek your good, not just what I want. So, blessing challenge this week, very specific. I challenge you to make peace with someone you need to make peace with. For God's sake, for the sake of the house of the Lord, I seek your good. I choose to make peace. I know how hard that can be. So first step, just pray for God's help. Say, God, it's okay to say, God, I don't want to do this, but help me do this. Help me seek to be a peacemaker, that you would be honored. And you would look at me and say, that's my kid, that's my child. Because, again, God is kind to those who did not deserve it. He's been kind to us, merciful to us, loving to us. Oh, may God bless us to be the same way in this world. What a witness that would be. May God make it so. Amen.